Lazy Motel Productions brings to you the Oh Fuck My Mom's Home podcast. Louis Jesse Ricardo Martinez. We got a great lady in the house today, another woman. So don't talk shit to me and say that I only got dudes on the podcast. All right, motherfuckers. We got Christine Tomlinson. You used to be married to what's the Tomlinson from the fucking the.
Ladanian?
Yeah, Ladanian, yeah. Thomason. That's cool, dude. That is so cool. So then you're just semi-famous?
Yeah.
All right. Very rich now. No, I'm just playing. You weren't married to that dude, right?
No, I okay.
wasn't. Okay. So I always hear you're divorced and single and all that jazz. But three red flags. I mean, kids. Those bad jokes. No, but... We were just talking about COVID. What do you think about this COVID season two going on right now?
I'm very irritated about it. I'm not about shutting everything down again. I'm a little bit jaded about it because I work for a big company and I see a lot of cases or test results come through, and then I'll talk to people about it and ask them what their symptoms are, and it's like... I felt fine. I just had a positive test. And then they get paid for 10 days to sit around just being healthy.
No, that's bullshit.
There are some of them that were like, I felt really tired.
Yeah, no, then, that's like, my dad got that stuff, and my dad got COVID, and he was put on respirator, a lot of shit. You know, he was in the hospital for a long time, and this was like right when it first started. And he went from jail to the hospital. And it was like, oh, fuck, I hope he don't die. I was sitting here all stressed out because it was fucked up. I couldn't even go see him. And then when he got out of the hospital and they put him in like a rehab clinic because he was in a coma on the respirator for a while he had to walk around. He was getting around, and it was just like, man, it was fucked up to see him like that. But he was real fucked up.
And so did they, like, put him on the respirator right away, or did, like, his condition go down in such a way that they were like, okay, started, now he's about to die?
It kept going down. Like, you could tell. Because I hadn't seen him for, like, fucking 4 months. And he was in jail, and then all of a sudden I'm talking to him. He just got out of the hospital. He's like, yo, come get me. I want to get out of here. I was like, dude, you're sick. This shit's fucking for real. And he was like, he didn't know dick. And then when he didn't know shit, I think it fucked his head up, his brain up, being in a coma. Because he fucking don't remember shit. He's like fucking walking zombie for a month there. And then what was super fucked up is, man, he was living at my grandma's, and she's real sick and about to pass. And he's just fucking in and out, going and getting high, going to smoke a crack. The neighbor got stabbed, and he tried to tell me, oh, I was at the hospital all night long. I was like, yeah, right, he was getting high all night long with that fool, and then he got stabbed for fucking short of some other guy on some crack. I was like, you guys are crazy, dude. I was like, what are you doing hanging out with some guy that's getting stabbed anyways, Dad? You're 60 fucking years old. You just survived COVID, and he fucking ended up fucking it all the way. He actually lived with us during some of the COVID season.
Your dad did?
Yeah, my dad moved him back in here with my mom. He was sleeping on the couch that you're sitting on.
I like how you say that, the COVID season.
Yeah, it's COVID season. Nah, it was fucked up.
It's a long season.
And my mom hates my dad. They got divorced when I was like 6.
Let him sleep on this very couch.
She let him stay here because he was fucking, he was broke down in... He's in like a sober living place now, so he has to be sober just to live there, which is like the best for him.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like, but I don't know if you've dealt with addictions, but it's fucked up. Like, I've dealt with my own demons, you know, all that shit. I don't drink no more. I seen you and Alan getting pretty toasted the other night, but I don't drink no more. I don't play that game, man.
I shouldn't drink. Yeah, I've been sober for, I went 2 years being sober. And then it's just kind of cyclical. I keep going back to it.
I just started this COVID season. I started drinking again a little bit. started with a couple Twisted Teas. And then I think I started a fire in the backyard and drank a half a bottle of Crown a month ago or something like that. Got down. But no, when I used to drink, I used to get wild. I fucking, I go spend everybody's money on coke. I didn't give a fuck, dude, you know what I mean? But that's how it goes. It was fun. I don't regret it. I don't regret nothing. You can't.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I think it's different when you have a kid's...
I know. It's way different.
And family.
Kid's family. Yeah. You're like some professional...
Yeah.
Do you want to say what you do as a job?
It's called functioning alcoholism.
What do you... Do you
I do. I do payroll and benefits.
All right.
An HR, an accounting department.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
For a construction company. Yeah, super easy. You don't need to be sharper.
Yeah, you just gotta pretty much show up, right? Yeah. Be like, oh, these figures are
bills
all right.
Pay themselves.
I don't think these cats are skimming or washing.
I'm just not gonna pay these guys. They'll never know.
Yeah, fuck them. They're Mexicans anyways, dude. Fuck Javier. I know who works here. I know who's essential here in fucking Colorado.
It's true. That's true.
I'm not playing. My cousin, he rolls a fucking backhoe, dude. He's worked throughout this whole thing. Yeah. I was essential when COVID season started.
Okay.
I fucking started doing Postmates, and all these white people needed their food sent to them.
Yeah.
I was essential as
you
fuck.
You know who's
man.
Essential?
Who?
Drug dealers.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely essential.
I was just telling Brian that. You try to tell a drug dealer to stop selling drugs right now. I'll be like,
no
fuck
way.
You, dude. I got kids to feed. You know what? Nobody would be on the road and I'd be peddling food to people and shit. The only person on the road, me and my dope dealer. I'm not even joking.
No, I believe it. Prices are wild right now.
meth went up. Meth
I know. No, I don't know. Wait. I've heard.
No, for real, like, it used to be, I used to get, like, a ball, so, like, 3.5. Like, I would get it for 40, 50 bucks, right? And I'd sling it for 60, 70 bucks.
Right.
And that's how it went. Now, for 70 bucks, it's half of that. 1.75,
right.
It's a t-shirt. I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, yeah, 70 bucks a gram, 1.75 grams of meth. And I'm like, damn, all the times, like, the chick that I used to go give rides around, because I went, when I got fired from Lyft for drinking on the job, what's fucked up is I didn't drink, you know what I mean? But I got fired for drinking on the job, so right after that, I just said, fuck it. I started driving dope dealers around all night long. So I'd go to an open mic, then I'd go give 3 dope dealers a ride around town. Like, I'd take one dope dealer, go pick up his dope, and then back to his crib, you know what I mean? And he'd give me a 30 rock. And then I'd go right to the next dope dealer, and she would have me pick up hoes from one hotel and take them to go sell pussy at another hotel and sit there for an hour and then give those hoes a ride to another hotel to go sell their pussy and then fucking give them finally a ride back to her to go buy drugs. And that's when I'd get paid. And it was wild. It was crazy. It was too off the chain.
Yeah, that's actually what my Tuesdays are like. Payroll days.
No,
same.
No.
When I have to process payroll, it's like the same process.
Yeah. No, but that's what it was like. It was totally crazy. Like, I can't believe I did all that shit. And that'd just be like a Thursday night. Like, go do comedy and then drive these 3 folks around, running around town.
Wait, you're talking like this was way far in the past.
Yeah, it was only last year.
COVID
you're right.
Season.
When did I lose my license?
Last winter.
Yeah, because I quit like right before that.
Last winter.
Because I got a... No, because I got my first paid gig at Monkey Bar. My first paid show was for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, and that was when I told the homegirl I owed her $10 for Thanksgiving. I owed this chick $10 for some dope. And I took her to the $10. I said, you know what? I'm done. I was like, I'm going to be a fucking comedian. And she's like, hell yeah, fool. And I was like, right on, homegirl. And then I leave. And her fuck Puerto Rican boyfriend, her baby's daddy, comes rolling up. I'm like, what's up, homeboy? And he's like, you fucking Maria too? And he pulls out a fucking machete and starts swinging it at me. He broke my phone. I knocked him out. It was wild style. I couldn't believe it. This was like the day before Thanksgiving, dude. I was like, I'm so glad I'm not fucking dealing with these crazy ass dope dealers no more, dude. I was like, look, you go to fucking be cool with the last dope dealer and pay her the last $20 and quit doing dope again. And some guy swings a fucking machete on you, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm trying to do right. You know, but that's how it goes.
You know, it's funny because I actually have gone to like groups for addiction and stuff. Yeah. And it's funny how that's a lot of the same stories that they'll have is like when I finally decided to get out of it, that's when shit started getting really crazy. Like yeah. Everything is like working against you to get you back in.
Yeah, no, it's like you got to heed your warnings, dude. You know what I mean? People, that's like, I don't know how you're not that much younger than me, are you?
Probably not. How old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not that much. I'm 35.
All right. Yeah, I see. Where did you grow up at? Are you from Denver?
Here.
Yeah. What part of town?
Lakewood.
Lakewood?
Mm-hmm.
What high school did you go to? All right.
Are you from here?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I graduated from Random in 99.
Really?
Yeah. I was the last Random Raider. My high school is a middle school now.
Is it really?
Yeah, now it's all Westminster Wolves. I remember it used to be Westminster Warriors, but they took all the Indian bullshit out of all the mascots. What are you crying about, Francis? Oh, fuck, my mom's home has been brought to you by Francis Rita Gonzalez.
You should give her her own mic so she could
Don't need a mic. She'll start talking shit here in 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Or she'll just shake her head from the other room talking shit, dude. I told you. So,
she's talking about your haircut.
Oh. I got a cool
That's
mohawk.
That's what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
You got to translate.
I forgot I cut my hair.
I know. fucking boys.
Thanks for the haircut, Christine. You're a real nice chick. I dig it. You did all right job.
Oh, no. I'm gonna get so
Bear, over there, Hampton-esque, right?
What?
Over there by Hampton?
Yeah.
By X-Saloon and shit, right?
It's right over there, yeah. I walk over there.
Yeah.
Where you were supposed to be tonight.
Yeah, where I was supposed to have a show. That sucks. You got a couple shows canceled too, right?
Mm-hmm. I had one up was in that going to be?
How long have you been doing comedy?
A couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
No, I started in June.
In June? All right.
I've been writing for a long time, and I just... for years, I've been writing, and then COVID hit, and everything was... weird, and I had this moment of, I hate my life. What am I going to do with myself? And I read this self-help book that was like, get out of your own way type of deal. And so I just tried it, and I was like immediately addicted.
Yeah, I know. That's like me and Brian met at open mic back in the day. I was wearing a Big Lebowski shirt, and we just bullshit about Big Lebowski the whole time. And I could tell Brian wants to be more of a movie guy. He's funny on the mic, but he's all movied out guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I dig your style. Your style is very Mo Vita-esque, but with three kids. You know what I mean? Okay. So, but it's like, yeah, you don't really give a shit. You'll tell it how it is. You know what I mean? And it's not fake. I'm telling you. I see a lot of people that are fake in this business right now, and I don't dig it at all. Like, and they're getting... pats on the back and all that fucking shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just don't dig it. I don't think a lot of people are undeserving of this shit, and I hope COVID weeds those motherfuckers out. But I'm ready to get back to business. I'm over this shit, canceling shit, this COVID bullshit. It's a bunch of crap, I think.
Yeah, I've heard there's been several people talking about certain clubs that they don't think will ever open again, which makes me sad. Because, like, when I first started, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to do this and this and then travel.
Comedy Works. I want Comedy Works to come back. That's like they just had a Instagram thing on Comedy Works about Save Our Stage and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. It's like, man, because right before this COVID shit, I was fucking, me and Brian, we were getting on thick skin like every other week, me and him.
Yeah.
And like, and shit, winning it fucking three times, that shit's fucking cool. That shit's dope.
No, it's a weird show. Like, it's like if you go to it and you put energy into it, it seems to like reward you. You know, like a like it's like buried on a like an ancient burial ground or something. There's like a spirit there for real. Like, and like it would,
yeah,
it'd be
comedy works like, awesome. You haven't done comedy work yet.
That's why people.
No.
Yeah,
I
wait.
People go there every week. They go to that show.
I go to that show every week. Like, I started going to comedy works. This was my week, and it started Monday. Thick Skin Tuesday, you show up to the New Talent Night and you put your name on the standby list. And New Talent Night's weird. You're going to have to sign up for that shit too at Comedy Works. It's all on the internet now, but it used to be you have to call in every week, leave your name. Call in every week, leave your name. Call in every week, leave your name. And it gets monotonous, but you just have to do it like... My beginner said it's only 2 minutes. It was rough to cut my shit down to 2 minutes, but I did it. Had a good set. But my C set, I was doing the punch a girl joke. And it was kind of rough to get into it, but I got into it decent. And I got, like, people were giving me high praise that night. Like, oh, man, you fucking killed it. That was a great set, this and that. And it just makes you feel like,
yeah.
Like Joe Rogan says on his podcast, a lot of people don't know what it's like to kill. And like I said, I dig your style of comedy. I think it's you're going to do good in this shit. Like when COVID season does drop out. But a lot of people fucking, they're still getting booked and all this shit. Yeah. And I don't even think they're fucking funny, if you want to know the truth. I hate this clicky comedy game bullshit that everybody plays here.
Yeah, that's new to me. It's very high school-esque. I had no idea.
It's kind of taken over, like, it's that kind of stuff seems to be taken over by, like, the people that are good at administrative stuff, so
yeah,
like it's like the comedy isn't the main thing.
So know? If
so
you're
good
at
making calls,
they just want to get
I'm
on
really
stage.
Good at administrative stuff, so maybe I have a chance.
maybe you could
you
help
should
us
start producing
maybe
shows,
you could help us with that then. No, but like people that are savvy on the internet or they're always bugging people.
Yeah,
like
I was
heard
talking... oh,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, I was talking about starting a speakeasy.
Yeah, nah.
With
hey,
shutting down. I think.
I'm about to yeah. start the open mic on the front porch again, dude. Yeah. Did you ever show up to any of those?
I never heard of them.
No. All right. So, I had an open mic on my front porch, like mm-hmm. at the like right when they started opening back up, like the soft open. I said, "Fuck it." I'd have fucking one on my front porch, and I'd say, "Hey, 10 people on the list," and then I'd draw a line and I put. Enter at your own risk. Like, I had 23 people. I had 17, 16 people come fucking, like, 5-6 weeks in a row to the open mic on my front. Yeah. It was all comedians. Mm-hmm. The neighbors from around the block.
Yeah, some people would pull up.
People would pull up. It was good. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was fun. But that was all there was. And then the little homeboy Isaac Robinson was doing his shit in the backyard over there off of Quitman. And Colfax and shit, you know? But there's not no, like, man, all the big stuff, Rover, Lions Lair, did you ever go to any of those?
Nope.
Well, just wait, because
after
that's...
everything closed.
I know,
I,
see?
I picked the worst time
You
ever.
Picked the worst time, but man, look, you were going to get on a show, people see what you're about, right. You know what I mean? Like, all that shit, you know, showing up to X-Saloon, down south, you know, all that shit. It pays to show up. I mean, Crawford, I like the way Crawford's been running his mic, talking shit to people. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, be ready to go. What the fuck are you doing up there with no material? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
Like, all that shit's
you
fucking
Armstrong.
Real. Yeah, Armstrong. Well, did I say Crawford?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I meant Armstrong, dude. He's
yeah.
OG.
Yeah, Anthony Armstrong.
But Anthony Armstrong, Crawford's all right, too. Crawford yeah. fucking... Crawford kind of dissed me about drugs from the get when I first started coming to open mics. But then it made me say, you know what? There's a way to make drugs funny, and I did. I made it
right.
funny.
Right.
You know what I mean? I came up with the phrase cocaine dabs.
Yeah.
Just
That's
to
one
me,
of my favorites.
Just so I don't say, yeah, I was smoking crack. I say cocaine dabs. It's way cooler, dude. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go do dabs, both kinds, weed and cocaine. You know what I mean? Speaking of that, I'm going to do a dab right now. Right? You don't do drugs? You're a good influence on your kids or what? Give me the torch.
Correct.
I don't do drugs that is anymore.
Nice, any less, neither.
That's not always nice. You're always on your best baby here. You're like a rock for all of us. Not that kind of rock. Not that kind of rock. No.
Crack very rock? Addicting. What?
No, yeah, I'm addicting.
No, she's oh. punk rock, dude. You see her haircut? She's oh, yeah. cool, dude.
The unicorn maker.
Call me a unicorn the other
I
day.
Was a unicorn with the
it's because you're born here
isn't no that's what they kind of say
he had a joke
no
like
what
that.
That's
no, it's
what
because I'm a middle
that's exactly what it is it's when a unicorn is the person a couple brings to a swingers yeah. party and I've been a unicorn before
yeah. Oh, that's
I've yeah. been a unicorn. You know where they you know where the swingers took me to was the Dangerous Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so bad. It was wild. It wasn't when they were doing comedy. It was when they were fucking butt naked, strapped to fucking boards and shit, dude, smacking the shit out of each other and fucking in the corner. It was wild, dude.
I've been to some swinger parties.
Oh man, this old guy put his fucking dick on my leg and he's got like two cock rings on. I'm like, yo, dude, what the fuck? And then that dude goes, this is our unicorn. You don't put your dick on his leg. I was like, all right. I'm somebody's unicorn. That shit's fucking great. Good times, dude. And so you did a lot of swinging with Lavinia and Thompson, huh?
We dabbled.
A little bit or a lot?
No, a little.
All right.
Just a little. That was like the beginning. That was right before COVID started. So it actually
yeah.
probably would have gone a lot further than it did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. I,
So did you go to Collage? I'm not a fan of after Bear Creek or Bear Valley?
You go to what?
Collage.
Oh, or college. I'm very crafty. I was thinking collages. Like.
Yeah. Like going to Michael's and getting some
yeah,
poster
that's
boards.
Exactly where my mind went. I'm sorry. I did go to
Turkey Day.
I didn't go to college right. I got a scholarship for college, and then I immediately got pregnant, like the summer aww. Before I was supposed to start. So I went for like 2 weeks, and I was like, "Nah, I don't want to do these two things at the same time." So I worked and I mommed, and I went back to college. It took me 11 years to graduate college, but I did it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a degree. And more importantly, a crippling amount of student loan debt.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
That's why you're always working, dude.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I know. It's my biggest bill, honestly, my student loan payment.
Not only is my mom mad at me for having a mohawk right now, but she's just mad at me for living here in general.
Inviting a white girl over.
Yeah, having the white chick over, the podcast. Yeah, all that jazz. But it's cool.
Is it that obvious?
No.
How white I am? Or
yeah, yeah. It's way obvious. Okay. Red purse. A red purse, so...
Trying to hide the haircut anyway.
So my mom, my ex, Brandy, used to come over. Like, my mom would go to work, and then Brandy would come over here, and we'd bone all morning until she had to go to work. And then she left her purse on the thing right there next to my PlayStation, right? She left her purse up there, and it's a pink purse. And my mom, she gets home from work. What kind of white hole leaves a fucking pink ass purse on my fucking shelf? Who's over here? And I'm like, she's like, you better not be fucking in my front room. And I was like, we fucked in the kitchen.
Oh, no. I can't imagine why she's not happy you're here.
Oh, she hates. She loves me,
fucking
but then
in the
she
kitchen.
Hates me. No, that's like she kind of. She don't understand. That's like when I first moved back over here was like about 3-4 years ago. She had total knee replacement surgery.
Yeah.
So I was helping her out.
You both had knee replacement surgeries.
I had knee reconstructive surgery. She had total knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
So I'm helping her out. Like That, and what's good is I couldn't do dope over here, or as much dope as I was doing.
Right.
So, like, we kind of helped each other
Accountability.
Out. Yeah, so I got a little bit sober. I helped her out. But then, like, fucking a couple years ago, I got the same comedy bug you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking started hitting it. And then it went from that to, like I said, I got fired from Lyft. And when I got fired from Lyft, I said, fuck it. I started going to every open mic, every night of the week, seeing Brian there, all that, you know what I mean? But, like, every night of the week, going to every open mic as much as you can. And that's all you got to do to be good.
Yeah. So,
you better start coming to every open mic with us, dude.
Well, all the open mics are closing, but...
Well, when they do open back up...
Here's the problem that I was having, because I would go to every single one I possibly could, but I work full-time Monday through Friday. I have 3 kids, and so I was... You know, I would do work, I would come home, I would feed the kids, and then I would leave the kids, and then I would be out all night long, and then get four hours of sleep. Yeah, but then I had this, like, overwhelming mom guilt thing. Like, I'm leaving my kids at home, and so then it was just this constant... The problem is, I love going out to open mics. I love doing comedy, and it feels good, and I don't... Like, being a mom, you get kind of, like, this sacrificial mindset, and it was nice to do something that I really liked to do.
How old are your kids?
8, 11, and 16.
All right, they're getting up there. You're almost going to be able to tell the oldest one to fucking yell.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not even that. You're going to have to tell him. You're going to fucking have to watch your kid. You're going to treat him like...
No, he already does. That's part of...
You're
going
to have to treat him like a gypsy, like fucking those gypsy kids.
I pay him.
All right. Well, then pay him more and tell him you can get paid for watching kids.
Yeah.
If not, I'll be your babysitter. I'm a great babysitter. I know
you're gonna be at the open mics with me, Lewis.
Yeah, probably. But I don't do nothing during the day, so fuck.
Yeah, they go to school during.
I'm gonna dog sit. That's what my mom fucking gets mad. I said we should build a dog lounge in the back, and do dog fucking massages and doggy daycare.
I saw a vehicle. Because
how easy is that, dude? You just go fucking rub dogs. You just pet dogs and get paid.
You could be a dog chiropractor. I saw somebody that had a sign on their car that said dog chiropractic.
Wow, people are stupid.
I know.
I'm going to trick them out of all their money, dude.
I was going to say, you don't even have to have any qualifications or credentials.
Yeah, I'm going to start a doggy spa on my bike. I'm just going to have a flag that goes off the back of my bike. mobile dog spa. Fucking and just fucking have a little treat and a little mat.
That'll work just fine until you, like, break one of them's spine.
No, I'll just pet them good.
Everybody's going to know.
It's going to be a massage. I'm not going to do a chiropractor. I'm not stupid. It's just going to be dog massages. And how easy is that? You just got to rub the dog. You know what I mean? You just fucking rub the dog up. They get and you just keep rubbing them. And you're like, they love this. This is the best dog massage ever, dude. They don't know the owner's paying $50.
They're so lazy, they won't even rub their own dogs.
Yeah, that's how lazy people are. And people are stupid, too, dude. Yeah. People are dumb. You can say, this is deep on the lateral, bilateral flexus muscle. You can just tell them whatever, dude, and rub their dog on their dog's ass until their leg sticks out and shit. And you'd be like, this is the gluteus maximus muscle. It's real strain. Look how your dog reacts when I rub it, dude. And you just, this is a dog massage. You know what I mean? You just trick them.
I'll start working on your website.
I need it. You want to get in? I'll give you 10%. You start the website. Fucking get going, dude. Oh, fuck, man. I bet you 1,000 fucking dumb white people will pay me, dude, fucking to rub their dog.
Yeah, I know.
Fake muscles there are. Be like, oh man, you need to clean your dog's ears out. I can do that for fucking $1,000. With these chakra stones.
Crystals.
Oh man.
I'm cleansing your dog's aura right now. I need you to be quiet.
You weren't none of those hoity-toity white girls that went to spa day or nothing like that?
That went to spa day. I have gone to spa day by myself. I wasn't, not like in a group of girlfriends.
No.
And I was never part of a group. But I do know them. I am related to some of them. But
you got a lot of brothers and sisters or no?
I have three. I have two sisters and a brother.
Oh, man. I'm an only child. That's why I'm an asshole.
Yeah, that does explain it. Brian, are you an only child? No, you're not. I know you have at least one sibling.
I have a sister.
Yeah, that's good.
And a twin sister?
Nope, just she's five years and 10 days younger than me.
All right.
So just so enough to not be close.
Right.
We're close. We're as close as anybody that's 5 years apart.
Probably.
Yeah.
Lewis, we're about 5 years apart. I think we're pretty close.
Well, without comedy. We have different. She likes plates of cheese and fine beers and I like sitting in bars and doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm ruining this podcast.
No, you're not. Doing great. Sorry.
I like plates. You don't like plates of cheese?
I noticed. That,
hey.
No, she just likes the finer things in life. Like a lot of nice people.
Bella's ready to pop.
But yeah, I can tell when the difference when someone's was raised with a sibling and. With not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complete weirdos.
Movie?
Yeah.
Of
definitely.
Course.
They have a confidence.
That
only
is what it is.
Children have a confidence that, yeah.
Yeah, you had attention.
No. No.
I'm the youngest of four, so I'm like so desperate for people's attention. Love me.
Oh, we love you, Christine.
Pay attention
you're pretty
to me.
Cool. You're pretty nice. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait for comedy to come back totally. You need to see
So you
it.
Said when the season's over, what do you think is what's going to end the season?
I think when people start getting vaccinated and they start building a bigger bubble of people that don't have this fucking COVID.
I watched a video about the vaccinations the other day. Brian, we talked about this. And they were looking at the ingredients and then researching what the ingredients meant. And one of them was, like, it's the fetal cell, like, a aborted fetus lung cells of a white male. Like, it's specific to even, like, the color of the
It probably has to be
baby.
Because that's the genetic code on a honky is more universal to everybody. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they...
Genocides?
No, white people have the most AB and AB negative blood.
Oh,
it's just genetics, you know what I mean? Then they're just probably looking for T cells.
Oh, is that what my mom was saying?
No, because listen before you start talking.
No,
Ryan,
she's Jewish.
Listen, your mom don't know dick. The only thing I don't like about this new vaccine that Pfizer and the other Moderna or whatever. That they're both putting out is this goes it modifies your DNA to look for this shit, bro. To where your other shit just it slightly infects the cell with what it might could be, and then your cells say, "Oh, this is bad," and it programs all the cells to look for it, not your whole body.
Right.
Every T cell in your whole body to look for this COVID shit. I don't think you need that shit. I think that's going, stepping across the bounds on genetically modifying your body and shit.
Are you gonna get one?
No, I'm not getting it. Fuck that shit, dude. Hell no, dude.
You're just counting on everybody else.
I haven't got a fucking flu shot in fucking 17 years, dude.
Right.
Just be an activist for everyone getting it, then everyone will get it, and then...
Yep, and then you'll be fine. You'll be down with the herd immunity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably already had it. Look, my dad, I've been around people that had it. I've, Garrett, whoever runs the Monkey Barrel, uh-huh. I had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later, he got it.
Was it really bad? Like, because you had said...
He said he got a little sick.
Right. What do you think the difference is from your dad ending up on a respirator?
He's fucking 60 years old with heart condition.
Okay.
He's got more. He's got more going for him to die from COVID than a lot of people. Than the president.
Right.
My dad's overweight. My dad's a fat fuck. My dad had valve problems with his heart. He's had open heart surgery. All this shit. You know what I mean? He had open heart surgery. All that shit. He's not no spring chicken. He's 60 sure. years old. You know, but all he even with all that weighing against him, he was on the respirator for fucking 10 days, which he probably could have went without, but his oxygen levels were so low that they had to. You know okay. what I mean? Or else he would have went brain dead because his oxygen levels right, were... Right. Well, you know what? His oxygen levels were so low, I think he did get a little brain dead.
He probably
dead.
Did lose some brain.
You know what I mean? But then... He lost a lot of brain cells smoking crack fucking 40 years too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking guys, he's not the smartest guy in this shit. It's like, I remember my first real concert was at McNichols Arena. We went and seen Who Quadrophenia. And we're smoking joints, getting high. And then for McNichols, it used to be across the street from the old Mile High.
Yeah.
It was Mile High and McNichols right there. So we're listening to The Who in that song, Too Much Magic Bus, comes on, right? And my dad hands me a joint, and it's weed with fucking crack in it. And I'm 17 years old.
Was that like 98?
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to that concert.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I was like, so check this out.
Who at McNichols.
So check this out. I drove there because my dad didn't have a fucking license he smoked a crack joint with me, and I ended up driving home to Westminster that night.
Dude, I was 13. I lived off of
96th and Stewart. I was 17 years old driving my dad to fucking smoking crack at a Who concert with my dad, and I drove there, dude. That's the story of my fucking life. And just think, I didn't do fucking coke or nothing, none of that shit again. Until I was like 32 years old or whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what
did
I mean?
Did you know that was in it at the time?
Yeah. He told me. He's like, son, you want to get real high? And I was like, why? He's like, this is a magic joint. We get on the magic bus. Too much magic bus. Fuck, we was getting high as fuck, damn. That's OG, dude. I'm glad to see Simpatico.
I know, right?
I can't believe we went to the same show.
It's funny that you said, because I was 13, went with my mom and my sister, and I went to private school. I had never smelled weed before, anything, and I was just like, it stinks in here. And my mom's like, oh my gosh. She's like, what did I bring my girls to? Like, it was ridiculous. And now I know I was smelling crack.
And my dad are fucking three seats in front of her. Now I remember another show at McNichols I went to was Primus and Weezer.
Oh, nice.
Talk about a dope show, dude. Oh, man. Fucking we were smoking weed the whole time. Rolled like fucking 30 joints. And oh man, we used to go get down at McNichols. I remember that shit was the shit back in the day.
Yeah.
You remember when Elitch's was on 38th and
yes.
Tennyson?
Yes.
That was the very first place I ever smoked weed.
Was it?
Yeah. So
it's been 40 minutes. I was starting to get impatient.
Go let her out. Go let her out in the back. Here, Brian.
Catch her.
No, you don't have to catch her. Here. Let her on the back. So the very first time I ever smoked weed, I stole it from my mom from underneath her waterbed. When her room was where my room was at.
Uh-huh.
No, you need this key right here. So I stole it from my mom, and I told, and it was back when I used to go with my dad for like a whole week or a whole month of the summer.
Right.
Because they were divorced. Uh-huh. So. This was the very day, starting of the week that I'm going, or the start of the month I'm going with my dad. And I go like this. I say, hey, dad. He's all, what's up, son? And I was like, let's smoke this weed. My dad's like, where'd you get weed? I was like, I stole it from my mom. And he's like, cool. My grandma just flushed my last quarter pound down the toilet. My grandma had just broken up my dad's weed and flushed it down the toilet. And what was fucked up is she broke it all up and she put it in the toilet, and then she went and woke my dad up and goes, come upstairs and watch me do this. And my dad goes upstairs and she walks into the bathroom. She's like, there's what was underneath your bed. And she fucking flushes the toilet. And flushed all of his weed, $270 down the fucking toilet. And my dad's all sad. He's all, I'm so glad you brought weed, son. Fucking grandma just flushed my last little bit down the toilet.
That's so rough. That's
and then so we're walking up to Elitch's. We took the 31 bus to 38. We on from Federal from up here at my house. We walked over here to 31, took the 38th.
Yeah.
And we're walking up 38th. I was like, well, let's smoke this weed. My dad's like, no, son, just wait. And we ended up going into Elitch's and getting on the sky ride. And he breaks out his old wood pipe and breaks up the weed. Oh, nice, son. Just don't got a lot of seeds in it or nothing. Nice. And he loads it up into the bowl. Nice. And we fucking start getting high as fuck. And I'm like, woo. I'm like, damn. And if we go over to the parking lot. And there's dudes out in the parking lot. Yeah, man, for real. Fucking, they were all barbecuing and shit, and they were getting all stoned, too. It was fucking just awesome. And ever since then, I ain't never quit smoking since. And I was 13 years old. Man.
When I smoked weed for the first time, I was super paranoid. My dad's a cop. He's a retired state patrolman, and he scared the crap out of me about it in the first place. And I went to private school, so I was super naive. Anyway, I, like, tweaked out. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, I'm allergic to this. Somebody take me to the hospital. Like, my heart was pounding, and I was like, I'm going to die. It was the worst. Like, I hated it. And so I did it one time in high school. And I never did. I didn't do it until, like, I was 30 because I was so afraid of it.
But now
I
did get... Now it's all blasé.
Lots of pills. Did you pull you over or something? Or No, the first time I got drunk, my dad showed up in his police car and gave me a roadside sobriety test. He's like, here, blow in this.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Like, blowing this, and I'm like... Like, I was so wasted. My lips couldn't even, like, hold on to this thing. And he's like, God damn it, Christine. And then he threw me in the back of his cop car and drove me home. I don't remember any of that. That's what they... Yeah, no, not the gin and crush. Gross.
Man, I remember drinking fucking
grape soda.
I remember drinking all these on the west side with my stupid cousin, dude, thinking we were cool. Or those, remember the St. Ives special brews?
No.
Oh, they were disgusting.
Oh, St. Ives?
Yeah, St. Ives special brews. They'd be like peach and fucking mango. And they'd be like a bunch of crazy flavors.
Like wine coolers?
No, they were fucking malt liquor.
Oh.
Like flavored malt liquor. Ugh, it's the worst.
Sounds awful.
It's gross. It's like the Four Locos. It's what Four Locos turned into, dude. You know what I mean? That was what was around before. I quit drinking beer and malt liquor like fucking when I was 18. I was already over that
shit. You
can't
even really buy malt liquor anymore.
I get sick, bro.
I've been looking for it. I have to buy it, but just... It was like a novelty when we were in high school, you know?
Yeah,
dude. You get some 40s of St. Ives and OE.
You get
the 8-Balls if you go to Detroit, which is like a fucking jug of Old English 800.
Oh, you get the 64-ounce with
only
the little...
The black,
with
if you go to the black neighborhood, too.
With the little loop on the top. It's like a jug with the little ring on the top.
Balls, dude.
64-ounce.
Balls.
Yeah, it's a jar. Balls. It's a giant jar. Giant jar
with
oldie.
A tiny little...
Yeah, little loop.
It's a jug of malt liquor.
Yeah.
And it's terrible stuff because I spilled some in my parents' fridge one time. They had like an extra fridge, you know? And then like I didn't clean it up and it just had this smell. My dad's like, you kill someone in here. He's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, I don't know.
I drank handles of Captain Morgan. That's all I ever drank.
We used to drink.
I would put it in my water bottle and take it to school with me. I was drunk.
Some Captain Mo.
Every day.
No.
You drink in school?
Yeah. Every day.
Me too.
I had horrible anxiety. Here's the thing is I went to private school, so there's 6 people in my class, and I didn't know anybody. And then I went to the school that had 1,000 kids, and I didn't, like, that was a rough transition, and I was very socially awkward. And then I learned really fast that I could drink some alcohol, and it calmed my nerves, and I was social. And so that's just my constant.
Yeah, no, I used to drink. We used to drink quarts of Miller High Life and go to school because we didn't have to fucking or it's either that or I used to jack we used to drink Bailey's and cream in our coffee, get all tore down,
a lot of calories.
We used to get fucked up. I remember my mom used to drink.
That's so Lakewood.
I know.
That's so hood. That's so Lakewood.
You're south of the... I always wondered what it'd be like to grow up in Bear Creek, because it seems like a nice little thing in a front of the
we
south.
Used to go, we used to go finger bang bitches at the $1.50 theater over there.
Bear Valley, right?
Bear Valley, yeah.
Yep. That's where you go to get finger banged. Yeah, I know the place.
I used to bang. My finger used to be banging over there a lot.
You'd be working it out. Ah.
Something about those lights, you know, with the...
Yeah. Yeah,
the square like ice what looking
was
it, like, things.
It was $1.50. $1.50 theater.
Is it still there?
And they have like, I think it is. It's like those ice cube looking glass. You know, yeah, it looks like an igloo, but it has like multicolor lights behind it. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the way the
there's something about it makes girls horny. Want to get finger banged.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go just to the movies.
Third base only. It doesn't. It's not like a.
Yeah, I'm not. It's only hand jobs and finger banging only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe foot jobs if you're lucky. Maybe some jerking off with the feet. Shit, Denver's changed, dude. It's so fucked up. Now you got the River Walk over there. Off of Santa Fe. Like, that Golden Corral. you know where Golden Corral's at, right?
I know where every single Golden Corral is.
Are you taking me tomorrow or what? What's up? I've been hungry as fuck, dude.
That's where I go
They're closed. They're closed, Lewis.
Are you going to cook a turkey? Are you going to cook a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to cook two turkeys and a ham. Oh, I'm having a Friendsgiving. I feel like we've talked about this, guys.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to do. I got
to
come over here.
You were going to come to my house?
Brian's coming over here.
Yeah, you invited me a couple of things. I didn't want to mess. I didn't know if Lewis was invited.
Well, how about this, Brian? Brian, you come eat over here during the day, and then we'll go over to Christine's. Yeah.
We'll see whatever.
Yeah, I'll that works. I'll send you.
Do you like wine?
My mom is great. Too.
Do I like wine?
Wine or champagne?
I'm white.
What do you want?
I'm a
wine
white
or champagne?
Mom of three. Of course, I only drink wine constantly.
Okay,
white people.
Great,
like it.
Terrific.
Mixed people also.
Yeah.
I'll bring wine.
Okay.
Is wine a white person thing? I never thought of that.
It's a housewife thing, I think.
Yeah. It's a drunk honky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
classy drunk.
No, because I don't want to say it's a drunk honky woman thing.
Yeah.
Because drunk honky
Joe
gay
Rogan
dudes.
Drinks it.
No, honky ass.
That's what I miss. I miss a good glass of wine.
Oh, I heard him say that. What a chomo,
like,
dude.
I never should have gave that
He's like,
all that
fuck,
money,
dude.
They ruined him.
Let the dog in, Brian.
He's tied up.
No, she's not. She's sitting at the door. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, man. I do love wine. Red wine. I don't like sweet wines.
No,
there's going to be a lot of it, though. So there's several people coming. We're going to do... It's going to be like 4, I think. Yeah, you should come over. You can come over later. We're going to do dessert later.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Me either.
I'll bring you some green chili. You like green chili?
I love green chili.
I'll bring green chili.
Okay.
Just for you only.
Thank you. I'll save it for breakfast.
Bella, get down.
I'll put it on my eggs in the morning.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Did you ever hear this joke? What did the old Mexicans like? She's like, how do you want like your eggs in the morning? And he was all, I like my huevo smacking off your ass.
I haven't heard that.
That's how you do it.
That's how you make breakfast?
Yeah, that's the Mexican chili? Breakfast. What do you know about Portuguese breakfasts?
I don't know anything about Portuguese.
Okay, a Portuguese breakfast is where you crack the eggs, and you put the little diced tomatoes and onions and all that, and you put it inside of the girl's pussy, and then you fuck her. And then
scramble
you have her,
it.
And you scramble it, and then you have her fucking sit over the skillet, and it goes right into the skillet. Portuguese breakfast.
Jesus.
Sounds involved, like it involves a turkey baster. How do you get it
no,
in there?
No, you just hold her vagina open, and you crack an egg, and you put the egg in, put the fixings in, and then you put your dick in there and mix it all around, and then you turn her upside down right over
the... Whose vagina just sits open like that?
Some do.
I feel like you're full of shit. This just seems... Do they just sit open like that? Is it a... Some of them do?
After I'm done with them.
Okay.
Well. Oh, man. Oh, fucking. I'm not going to say nothing. No, I'm going to say something. So this one time, I was smoking a blunt. Me and my ex, we were smoking a blunt. And we're getting all dulled, and I'm going down on her. And I hit the blunt, and I pass it back to her, and I'm going down. And then I hit the blunt, and then I ended up, I blew it in her pussy.
Yeah.
And she's like, quit that. And then I went, I pushed on her tummy, and it went, and fucking smoke came out like that. She's like, what was that? And I was like, oh, I blew getting your fucking pussy all hot. And she's like, that did feel good. I was like, so I did it again. fucking stupid shit.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's stupid. I wonder why I haven't done that yet. It would be better. Like, that's a good way to do it as an alternative to smoking it, because it's bad for your lungs.
Is getting probably blown up your hoo-ha.
Do you think it would give you vaginal cancer?
No.
If you keep queefing weed?
If anything, we could put a straw in your butt and you could take it anally like that. You could blow smoke up in your ass.
Yeah, literally blow smoke up my ass. I like that. Sounds like a good idea.
Because you could do it with liquor. Have you ever gave yourself a butt liquor enema?
It's called butt chugging.
You butt chug before?
No.
Does that work?
It does. It does,
dude,
work.
It does work.
I think it gets you even more drunk.
So we had a bet. We bet the homeboy.
Let's try it. Do we have any beer?
I think
beer. Fill your bucket.
No, that's how. No, that's what. No, we bet.
Fine wine.
We bet Ed Hutchins and fucking I forget. I think it might have been Jason Dick. We bet those guys that they would have butt chug a beer, and both of them did. And they're like, and they both bent over and they put the beer in their ass and they bent to where it went. The beer bottle went up. And it all went in their ass.
It did?
They went like that, and we're like, and the bottle popped out, and homeboy goes, I can't believe it's not coming back out. Fucking Jason Dick's like, I can't believe it's coming back out. And Ed pulled the bottle out, and he goes, I can't believe, they were just tripped out that it wasn't squirting out. And then, like, 10 minutes later, Ed goes, oh, I gotta go use the bathroom, and he runs in, and he fucking, he squirted out all over before he could get his pants down. Ed was this dumbest motherfucker ever, dude. But check this out. So, Jason Dick used the empty beer bottle, and Ed was the only one that fucking really butt-chugged that night. I can't believe our homeboy's an idiot, dude. We were fucking, but he did it, and he took the whole beer in his ass, dude. It was amazing, dude.
I'm gonna have to try it. I'm interested.
I bet you could do it out of a douchebag, though, if you really want to. Fix up like 2-3 Crown and Cokes, put them in a douchebag.
How do you
fucking put it up your ass?
Yeah, that's the most effective.
Get myself a douche. Way. Okay. Clean. Yeah.
But how else would you do it? Would you have to like put your knees up on the couch backwards?
And yeah, with the funnel.
Have someone foam.
A funnel.
Yeah, a funnel. I was thinking.
No,
dude,
they did a butt chug on.
No, okay, I saw it on a movie.
On Thrasher.
They have like a tube, and a funnel. You put the funnel in, and then they pour it down the tube, and then it goes.
Like, who says science isn't real?
It's all fucking...
I'm making all these arm motions.
It's all hydrophysics, dude. It's all hydrophysics.
I get what you're saying. Well, it would have to be so it
goes
it.
In.
Gets up in there. I think that's the technical term.
Gets up in there. All up in that shit.
You need gravity to help you no matter what.
Yeah, that's
what
you hold the thing up here.
Yeah.
The filter. The tube goes in your butt.
It's,
and then
it's
the gravity.
Not a filter, it's a funnel.
Oh, that's what I meant. Sorry.
A funnel
F
filter.
F words. I filter mine.
You filter your beer before you put it in your ass?
Yeah.
I only filter
my... I run it through the Brita.
I only filter my heroin because that's what I want to be the cleanest that I put in my body is heroin.
You're very particular about your heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Health. Very health conscious.
Let her down. Let her down.
I was trying to get her to not bark, but...
Just let her down.
She crazy. Nah. Oh.
Let There she goes.
Uh-oh, Bella.
It's about 40 minutes. Last time it was about 40 minutes, and then she starts doing this.
What time? How much time we got on there now?
54.
Oh, yeah? About an hour? You probably got to get to your kids.
I do.
All right. Well, Christine, hey. Like I said, I dig your comedy style.
Thank you.
I hope everything good happens to you and only you. Fuck everybody else in this comedy game. They could suck it, including Brian Evans. Bella's yep. trying to tell jokes.
Yep.
Bella's trying
no,
to tell
like,
jokes.
She's like, fuck you, Brian. She's just adding emphasis.
Bella, how's life? Rough.
Bella likes to fly with Uncle
Brian. What's on top of the house? What's on top of the house? A roof.
She's had it with that. She's like, look, anyway, her hat,
I need
dude.
To fix your hair. I'll fix your hair later. You want me to fix it before I leave?
Do you want to fix it now?
I don't care.
Can you see how fucked up it is?
I can't see from here. It's just from the back. Like, it's... I don't feel like it's from the front.
It's not
I'm not
that
seeing
fucked
what
up.
You're
thanks,
seeing. Yeah,
thanks,
I know.
Christine,
I don't
for
really feel like
hair.
It. I don't feel like
and
it.
And thanks for being on the podcast.
Yes, thanks for having me over.
She's going to fix my hair right now, you guys. So we're out of here quick before my mom gets home. You could hook up some loot on Anchor. $4.20. Tip us. We're trying to get a fucking camera so we can record porn. I mean, podcast. That's it. Close
B-Mamba,
it down. Fuck B-Mamba. Close that shit.